Let's go.
New to CFM for 2018.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
All right, just after six for a Friday morning as Ash stares at a picture of Keith Urban. Right in front of you there, mate.
Yeah, thank you. It's true.
Do you reckon he's hot?
There's something about him. There certainly is. But you know what I actually find quite attractive?
What's that?
Is he has a lisp.
Really?
Oh, I love lisps.
Really?
I don't like speech impediments, okay. But a lisp is not a speech impediment.
Okay, this is a bit of Sally.
It's not awkward. It's really attractive.
Yeah.
You're making it sound like it's orcs.
If you've got a lisp, call us 13 12 16.
I'd like to hear it.
Yeah?
Yeah, lisps are hot.
Lisps on the show. Well, yesterday, I should get the audio off my Instagram story. You're watching Scotty James as he won his silver medal, and you find...
I was frothing. He is delicious.
You were loving this guy. I need to find the audio. I feel like... Has he got a little bit of a...
You know what's absolutely delightful about him?
He's
got this sensational smile, and he's really just down to earth and normal.
I love it.
Hot. And he's talented.
You sound like you're single and haven't had any action in bloody weeks. You've got a boyfriend you saw last weekend.
Yeah, but, you know, he doesn't live here.
No, that's true.
And I'm allowed to have a look. All blokes are pervs.
Well.
So why can't I be one?
Go for it, mate. Go for it. Stop giving me the eye. We're workmates.
You know what I mean? Well, when I saw you with your shirt off yesterday, I was like, delicious.
You did say you liked a bit of the dad bod pud. it wasn't quite yours. Keith Urban to join us before 6:30 this morning. If you're a fan of Keith, stick around for that. Just an all-round good bloke. And next on the show, Smarter Than Who, if you want to take myself or Ash on.
I love this game.
13, 12, 16, pick me or Ash. Tickets to Hoyt Cinemas in Erina up for grabs.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
We've just got the audio from my Insta story, Ash, just quickly to play.
Why are you doing this to me?
Which we mentioned before the song there. Scotty James won a silver medal for Australia. What's his sport? Because you were watching it yesterday. Just want to
snowboarding.
There you go. Nailed it. And you were watching him do an address to the nation saying, hey, guys, please
From
his hotel room. And you didn't know I was filming you. And have a listen. This is great.
Please tune in. And, let's do this. Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
Oh, you delightful human.
Oh, I love it. You were right into it.
I was mesmerised by him.
Gia, we need to get this guy on the show. We need to get Scotty James on.
No, don't, because I'll get so embarrassed.
Can we get Scotty James on, please, at some point?
I'll definitely try my hardest, because you need to play that audio for him.
Yes, even if it's next week. So you can stew on it all weekend.
He's got a girlfriend too.
It doesn't matter. You've got a boyfriend. You can find people hot.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I'm not trying to...
No, of course not. I just can't wait for how awkward that'll be. It's going to be great.
Oh, God.
And Matty Graham's back as well, Narara guy. He's back on the coast today, so looking forward to that.
He's a cutie too.
Just calm down, mate, all right?
All these youngsters.
Coming through.
Cougar.
Let's do this. Smarter than who? Dan's at Long Jetty. Do you want to take on me or the cougar over here, Dan?
I'll take you on, Gordon.
Because I like asking the questions.
All right, people are lining up to take me on. Let's do this, Dan. Buzzers are your name, obviously. Best of five. If you get a question wrong, point to the other person.
All right, Dan, you ready, buddy?
I'm ready.
Oh, I need a win again.
All right, boys, question number one.
Come on.
At what temperature does water boil?
I don't know.
Goddamn.
Dan.
100.
Boom. Excellent. Dan.
You don't need sound effects from me. It's just Ash. Boom. Every single
question,
time.
Shush, Gaundy. Question number two. Who are the Mariners playing tomorrow night?
Gaundy, tomorrow night?
Yep.
I only know next week. Wellington next week.
Oh,
I don't know.
You can still come in here, Dan.
Don't know, sorry.
I'm going to say, I buzzed in, so I have to answer, don't I? Melbourne City?
Nah. Ba-bam.
Who are they playing?
So does that mean Dan gets that?
Yeah, he gets a point. Who are they playing tomorrow night?
Adelaide United.
Damn it.
Question number three.
Which playwright wrote Macbeth, Hamlet, and Romeo and Juliet?
Dan.
How do you know this, Dan?
It's easy.
Is it Shakespeare?
Yes! Oh! So good.
Good on you, Dan.
Dan, you cleaned up.
How do you not know that, Gordy?
I don't know, mate. I don't know my musicals that well, to be honest.
It's not a musical.
Oh, what is it?
Can you believe I work with this? Nuffy?
Actually, a question for you, Ash.
Here we go. Ooh, this is interesting, yes.
What's sexy about a lisp?
What's sexy about a lisp? That is a good question. What do you like about it?
Because it's different.
She likes different stuff. She's not into the normal stuff.
Why, have you got one, Dan?
No.
Do you know anyone that does,
Dan? I'm different.
Oh, okay. You're different, are you?
In what way, mate?
Tell me.
What differentiates you?
Oh, you just got to meet me and then you just go, this guy's different.
Well, you sound all right. You sound a bit sex on the phone.
God, what is this become?
Thank you very much.
This is I've like had two shots of coffee this morning. I'm on fire.
This is like a live Tinder situation. Dan, we're going to get your Facebook details for Ash to scope you out. And
yeah, no worries.
And tickets to Hoyt's Cinemas in Erina are coming your way. Tickets from $9.90.
I like that he knows what Shakespeare wrote.
That's attractive, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Look Dan up. You can have a look for yourself. I'm going to go look up how to say differentiate. I'll completely stuff that up. Differentiate. How do you say it? Jesus. Differentiate.
That's it.
Oh, thank God.
Let's go. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Keith Urban, he's got a brand new song. It's called Parallel Line. Play it in full a little bit later in the show, so we're going to break R&B Fridays, but Keith Urban, yeah, I know, we're going against the rules. Not too many people we break R&B Fridays for, Keith.
Awesome, mate. Thank you so much. It's out finally. I'm thrilled and just stoked that people are responding the way they are.
Hey, Keith, I follow your wife, Nicole, and she seems to post songs about you songs that you sing every now and again. So that's how I find out you're doing new music. How good is it to have your wife in your corner 24/7?
Oh, well, it's good for anybody to have their wife in their corner 24/7. Golly. No, it's awesome. And it's particularly cool. I have the studio that I work at mostly is here at our house, which is where I'm talking to you guys from now. And so, you know, we're all in close proximity most of the time.
Would be strange if she was getting on Instagram and bagging you out behind your back, so you don't need that kind of help from the wife, do you, mate?
No.
Needs all the
support. No, she's great.
Hey, look, when you say you're happy that the song's out there, I mean, how long do you work on something like this? Because you sound like you're pretty excited to get it out.
Yeah, well, I started work on this album. It's been a solid just over probably January of last year, and then around June or July. Ed Sheeran and Julia Michaels and a few others had written this song, and they decided to send it to me, which was just such a gift. And I heard it, fell in love with it immediately, and went out to LA and worked with this guy Benny Blanco and turned it into a record. But it took a long time to get it to where it felt right for me, and so it's just it's an incredible feeling finally having it out.
Is the album album's called Graffiti You, isn't it?
Yes.
And what is that? Where does that come from? What's the meaning behind it?
I've always loved graffiti. I love the word. I love what it is, which is really, I mean, it's just artistic expression, just uninhibited by anything. It's just freedom of artistic expression. So for me, now that's how I make music. I go into the studio and I don't think about boundaries or genres or anything. I just create. So the title really fit, and the huge is simply the first letter of my last name, and it just felt very personal for me. And I like that it's also, when you say the letter U, it's also you, it's the other person. So that really, it felt right for me to call this record Graffiti U.
Keith, I will say, because I catch the train occasionally from the Central Coast to Sydney, and I've seen some graffiti that's not very artistic, mate. I mean, you see a lot of stuff on that train line that needs some work.
No doubt. But at the same time, it's like it's that person's expression. And I think that's what I love about it. It's like, even if it's not somebody's cup of tea, it's the artist's personal expression. So hopefully this music resonates more than some dickhead spray painting on the train.
Just an anti-train graffiti message from Keith Urban. I like that, mate. Hey, off the back of, because I used to watch American Idol from time to time and you were sitting next to Jennifer Lopez, and mate, are you guys still mates? Do you guys still keep in touch off the back of that show finishing up?
Yeah, occasionally. And Harry Connick and I still text each other every now and then and run into Jennifer at different events. We saw her recently out at the Golden Globes. But yeah, I had such a great time working with them. I had a blast on that show, and only good memories from it.
Keith, just before we let you go, I've got one burning question I've been wanting to ask you for such a long time, and look, mate, I don't even know how to bring this up off the back of a genuine chat about your music, but how you've managed to keep that middle part in your hair for so long is unbelievable. I had the same cut in high school, and you've held on to it, and I don't know how. What is your secret to keeping that hair? How have you done it?
Sorry,
the answer,
Keith,
to that is I don't have a choice, mate. I wake up and that's exactly what the bloody thing looks like.
It
I have
just
no
falls
choice.
There.
I'm just like a perpetual surfer. It just looks like that, and there's nothing I can do about it.
I love it. I love it, mate. I had that haircut.
It never gets old. It doesn't get old, let me tell you.
I absolutely love it. I had to ask that question. So there's no mystery to it. Just get up and go.
There's no mystery to it. It just won't go anyway or anywhere else, and I'm just bloody lucky I've got some. So rock on.
Yeah.
Keep it rocking, mate. We love it.
You're a legend, Keith.
Keith Urban, the brand new song is Parallel Mine. You too, man. Good
Thanks,
chat.
Thanks, Keith.
See you, Keith.
Cheers, mate.
See you, mate.
Bye, guys.
New to CFM for 2018.
Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard.
Big day for you, mate, moving into your brand new house on the
that's
coast.
That's why I've had a double shot. Because I need that today. I need that spark.
Double shot Friday just to get you pumped up.
Yeah.
Moving day is the pits.
It's the pits.
Oh,
absolute pits. Actually, unpacking isn't that bad because it's sort of exciting setting up a new home, but packing up and moving out is the absolute worst. So I paid someone to do it for me.
You paid what?
To pack my stuff.
Serious?
Yep.
You couldn't do it yourself.
That's how disinterested I was.
Or is that how much money you've got? Money bag Pollard dishing it out to the people packing her boxes. Probably had $5 bills just flicking out at them like they're strippers. Like, there you go. Boom, 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 boom. Pick up that toaster. Bang, 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 bang. Was this in Melbourne when they packed it, did they?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just feel like, you know, time is money, and my time was better spent doing something else.
Do you want to pay me to unpack it? Like, I'm not going to help you move the stuff, but I'll help you unpack. I'm a pretty good interior decorator. Do you want me to do stuff like that?
I don't think so.
No?
No, thanks.
Okay.
Thanks for the offer.
Options there?
Nah. You go to Mountain Sounds, mate. I'll be fine.
Cheap rate?
No.
Okay. Well, it's actually not that cheap a rate. I would have triple charge for that. You just don't want to... No, because I know from going to break into your suitcase that you left here when you were off last weekend.
Yeah.
And the secret mystery item that was in there.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want me rummaging through your boxes.
I don't think you would, mate. I think you get a rude shock.
I've had people hit me up asking me what was in that suitcase.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
A lot of people.
Well,
I'd like to name some names, but there'd be a few nervous people listening right now going, please don't say me.
Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
Now, the cone of silence. If you've listened to this show, there is something called the cone of silence where we can jump into the cone, we can bring up anything we want.
Yeah.
And once you come
And out, often, actually, it's you having a go at me.
Well, that's what's happened the last two times.
Yeah.
Wasn't happy with the way you said croissant and that you were giving free presents to your partner Pete and claiming him as if you bought him. But
how did he say plural, like presents, like everything I give him is free?
Oh, you can
claim
all that.
Nothing in this world is for free, Gordy. You should know that, you stinge bucket.
I don't mind, mate. I love free stuff. Producer Gia. Get yourself in the studio now, please.
Run.
It's only been myself and you that have been into the kind of silence, but I feel like we need to...
We need to extend the cone to our producer, Gia.
Producer Gia, welcome to the studio, mate. We're about to take you inside the cone of silence.
I can't believe you're letting me in. I'm kind of excited.
It's only brief. It's brief, so don't think that this is going to be a normal occasion.
No.
A reoccurring occasion.
No. Okay, all right. I won't get comfortable.
We don't let many people in, so just enjoy your time,
I'm glad you're wearing a singlet because it's hot in here.
How's that feeling there? Is that good? Let me just set the temp. Oh, there it is. All right.
Oh, you turned some aircon on.
Yeah, that's the aircon. You told me to fix it from the last time.
That's good.
He knew I was coming in. He helped me out.
Thank you.
Now, Producer G.
Yes.
Great to have you on board the show.
Thank you.
Now, you are from Newcastle. And
I am from Newcastle, yes.
There is a bit of a rivalry between Newcastle and the Central Coast. We all know this.
I'd heard that, yeah.
We all know this.
So. I had to say goodbye to Newcastle as soon as I left. As soon as I moved here, it was sort of like, can't talk about it anymore.
Exactly. And that's why we wanted to get you in the cone. Because we feel since you've been here over the last month, the amount of Newcastle stories you are pushing on us and forcing on us to talk about, it's getting ridiculous, mate.
It's topical. They're topical stories.
No one here cares about No one cares about what's happening in Newcastle, mate. I'll give you the hot tip now. Yeah, because you're from there. That's why.
Okay. Fair.
So speaking of,
you
have hit us this morning with a topical story.
Large about a national festival, scale topical
about a festival
story.
Scale that is a festival scale.
That's a big scale.
Yeah.
So it's this, what's going on in Newcastle that you keep trying to get us to promote on this
the
show?
The best thing in the whole entire world. What? Like, seriously, there's a reason it's getting national coverage. It's a mullet festival.
A mullet festival.
In Newcastle.
Of course it's in
Newcastle.
Curry. What a stupid name for a place.
Yeah.
Do we broadcast there? Can you pick up CFM there?
You sure can.
I love mundane the Newcastleians are. What are they called?
Novocastrians.
Oh.
Yeah. Spoken like a true...
Newcastleians.
Spoken like a true Central
Coast
person.
What is a Novocastrian anyway? Anyway, so that's how basic these people are. They're having a mullet festival.
Basic.
Hey, I'm from there. You calling me basic?
Yes.
Pretty much.
Can you fight in the cone of silence?
No, you have to just cop it.
It's a very
calm
space.
I thought it was
space.
Once I leave this cone of silence that I can't fight about it while I'm in here.
No.
Fisticuffs.
No fisticuffs in the... I will not have it in my cone of silence.
Anyway, what do you want to talk about the mullet festival
Tell
for?
Us while we're in here what it's all
about. Okay, so they are looking for the best mullet. And there's different categories. There's everyday mullet. There's
Ranga mullet.
There's lady mullet. There's children's mullet. What, mullets are for everyone.
What lady's got a mullet? And when's the fest on?
It's next weekend.
Okay.
But they're still looking for people. So if you got a mullet...
I hear they're looking for a ranga.
Apparently they're rare, the ranga mullet. Yeah, they're like the elusive... You know.
Well, why don't you go and get yourself a mullet and get in there?
And enter it, mate. You can get on.
It won't be ranga.
You know the Castrian you.
Maybe I will. They are looking for lady mulleters as well.
Okay, now we've had this conversation inside the kind of silence. Once we get out, here's what I will say.
Okay.
Never bring up your poxy Newcastle stories.
Poxy!
Your poxy.
You even went bigger than me.
Boring Newcastle events ever again. I don't care what's happening in Newcastle. Hit me with the coast stuff.
Okay. Righto, fine.
Is that it?
I will never, ever bring Newcastle-style content to this show ever,
Stop
ever again.
Stop forcing it on us.
Aye, aye. Aye, aye, captains.
That's from us and from all the Central Coasters out there.
Yes.
All right, I'm
lift
sorry,
the lid, Coasties. Lift the lid,
I'm
over it.
Yeah, I'm
out too. Oh, my gosh.
God, contention there.
Feels good to get off my chest. I've thought that for a while.
Okay.
Bloody Newcastle.
I feel good about it too now.
Yeah,
as soon as you get out, you're just like, man, fresh air.
Okay, we're done, thanks.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
It is one of the hardest things to talk about and also listen to when it comes to this job from time to time, but it is the sad reality that we live in, Ash, and to see this mass shooting happen in Florida yesterday, I get goosebumps whenever I talk about this sort of stuff. It makes
me get frustrated.
Me too.
I don't understand. I mean, I think the whole thing is these gun laws. I mean, I don't understand why the Americans are so anti getting rid of guns altogether?
Well, look, we will talk about that, but let's go to our US correspondent, well, Channel 7's US correspondent, I should say, Ashley Mullaney, who joins us on the show right now. Morning, Ash.
Good morning, guys.
You're live there this morning and you're covering this for us. And, I mean, the 19-year-old man who I refuse to name because I don't like it.
We don't want to give him the time of day.
I hate when we give these people the time of the day, but he has been charged with 17 counts of premeditated murder.
Yeah, he just appeared in court a short time ago. He was, it would be almost 24 hours now exactly that this happened yesterday. He stormed the school with an AR-15 assault rifle, several rounds of ammunition. He was wearing apparently a gas mask and set off the school fire alarm, which is what caused all the kids to flood out of their classrooms. And that's when he opened fire. He's killed 17 people. Many of those students and teachers, a school sports coach who tried to shield some of these kids and lost his own life. Many more that were injured and taken to hospital. So, as you say, just staggering that we are here again having the same conversation about gun violence in America. And it really seems that there is nothing on the horizon that will change this. I fear that this will be a conversation we'll have again in the not-too-distant future. Here we have a 19-year-old man who was able to legally obtain an AR-15, which, as I've said over and over, is a weapon of war in my eyes. It's something that belongs on a battlefield, and I can't understand, as I'm sure you guys can't understand, how it ends up in the hands of everyday people, everyday Americans. But it is a different culture here. It is a completely different gun culture. And people are divided on the issue. It's just not cut and dry. And there is no simple political solution because there are, organisations like the National Rifle Association that just has so much political power here. And I think it's going to be interesting to see where this debate goes in the next couple of days.
I mean, we know where President Trump stands on the gun law. He is pro guns. He addressed the country yesterday and there was actually no mention of gun control at all. And that's triggered a mixed response from the public at the moment. What's the vibe?
Yeah, interesting. He, as a candidate, President Trump actually was sort of spoke out against gun violence quite vocally, but now that he's in office, and I will point out that the National Rifle Association was a major political donor for the Trump campaign. You're right, he spoke this morning and made no mention in his address to the nation about this incident, no mention of gun violence. In fact, the word gun wasn't even used in his entire speech. He's very much viewing this in the prism of being a mental health issue, which clearly mental health is a problem, but is it a distraction too from the fact that there is a major crisis when it comes to gun violence in America?
So I definitely think it goes bigger than that, for sure.
Go hand in hand.
Definitely. Yeah. Ashley, we know that you're tight for time. Just quickly, what about the families? I mean, we talk a lot about the gunman himself and we're seeing pictures of him on the TV today and he just it's sickening. But what about the families who are affected by this? I mean, you're there. Have you spoken to anyone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I like your tact. You've not named him, so therefore I won't in his interview too. Because you're right, he doesn't deserve any of that attention. But yeah, speaking to people, I have spoken to friends, students that are down here at the school who were caught up in this yesterday. They've lost classmates, and I think if you and I can't hear and make sense of this, you can only imagine how a 17-year-old student is feeling and the trauma that they've been through. So a horrible time for the people here, and I think people very much struggling to make sense of it as we are.
Well, it is tough to cover, but we appreciate your time this morning. Ashley Mullaney from Channel 7 News. Chat again soon. Thanks for the update.
Thanks, Ash.
Thank you, guys.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Now, I thought about not playing this audio.
Why?
Well, I've got some audio that I just got sent through from Nick, who works here, and I got it yesterday. It's been a little while in the making, but I appreciate it. He filmed something for me last year that it was at Avoca Picture Theatre. Nice little, you should go down there actually, nice little movie theatre
there. I know that, I drove past there last night.
It's cute, right?
Yeah,
you like it there? It's really good, and the guys there are great, and I booked it out. I completely booked out the whole thing one Sunday night. I booked the whole thing out and I did a screening of Jamie, my fiancée. She does a bit of acting and she was in a movie called Pulse.
Yeah.
Which is a very interesting movie. It's actually on this weekend at the Mardi Gras Film Festival, which kicks off this weekend.
Cool.
Yeah, so it's on Sunday if anyone wants to see it. Event Cinemas George Street on Sunday. Looks like it kicks off. What time does it kick off? I probably should have those details, shouldn't I? In the afternoon.
Very well prepared segment.
I've got audio to play. That's
God.
Why.
No, 5 o'clock. While the audio plays, how about you find out what time it starts?
5 o'clock Sunday, Event Cinemas George Street in Sydney, Mardi Gras Film Festival. Get yourself there. But almost, now Nick filmed this surprise for me. Nick filmed the surprise, and I've got the audio from it. And I've never thrown a surprise thing before. Have you thrown a surprise thing?
Yeah.
Isn't it nerve-wracking when you're trying to keep it from that person, you're trying to round everybody up and get everyone there at the right time, and you don't want the surprise to fizzle.
No.
You want it to be really good. So I organised that. I had everyone there at the right time and we rocked up and Jamie was in the car and she thought we're going to dinner. Now, I wanted to play the audio because it's nice, but since you guys pranked me yesterday, you and Jamie teamed up and you said to me that the wedding had been double booked and I absolutely fired up.
Hey, babe.
Hey.
What's up?
You know, we were saying that they're really busy and stuff, but they've made a mistake with our booking. Just double booked the date.
Tell them it's not on. It's f***ing ridiculous. Give me their number. I'll give them a f***ing mouthful. Oh. What the f***? What an absolute f*** up. Are they running a professional business or what? Come here and sue them.
Jeez, you're talking in me game, mate.
When you mash them all up like that and you put them back to back, it sounds worse than it was. That was over a 3-minute call. But you
still
fired me up.
Oh, sue them.
You guys pranked me. Yeah, I was trying to act tough. Yeah. I really was. So now I'm thinking I don't play the nice audio. Jamie.
No, this is not about you. This is about Jamie. And let's recognise Jamie's fantastic acting skills in the stitch-up.
Because she was good.
Put on the waterworks, so we'll recognise that.
Okay.
And don't be such a dingbat and play the audio.
All right, well, this is the audio as we rocked up and everyone's standing there and it's a nice moment. But I don't know how you reacted when you threw a surprise thing, but once the surprise happened, have a listen towards the end, I don't really know what to say.
Oh.
Like everyone goes, surprise, and we all clap, and then I'm just like, do I speak? What do I do? It's a little bit awkward, but this is as we roll up to the Avoca Picture Theatre.
I'm in so much shock.
She has no idea. She's a little bit embarrassed because she didn't know, so.
Oh, my God, I'm
going to
cry.
Let's hear it for Jamie, guys.
I'm so shocked. Oh, my God. I'm
going to
cry.
Surprise. Oh, this is a bit awkward now, isn't it? You know it's awkward when Boss Yammo, that was Boss Yammo, he goes, surprise. And I looked at his little face and he's looking back at me like,
help me.
Help me. Help you.
Let's go. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard, CFM.
So yesterday we went and visited the Central Coast Animal Care Facility.
Yes.
To suss out volunteer dog walking.
Mm-hmm.
And it was such a cool afternoon. It was awesome and it was sad all at the very same time. Sad because a lot of people surrender their animals, sometimes for no reason at all, sometimes because they're just over having the dog.
Yeah, we're chatting to them there, we're chatting to the ladies there and they're saying, yeah, people just drop the dog off once they're done with them. They can't.
That disgusts me.
I couldn't think of, I honestly look at my dog Patch and look at Patch as if he's a family member. He's 100%. It'd be like me taking a kid down there and just leaving
a kid in
the box. Oh,
I said something about him the other day that he was, like, not great, and you...
I fired up.
Fired up.
Yeah, don't be just in Patch. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
He's basically my son.
Yeah. No, he is.
Yeah,
he is.
Yeah.
Anyway, so very, very sad, but also at the same time, great that we could enrich their lives for at least 30 minutes by taking them for a walk, giving them a pat, talking to them. You can even read to them.
Yeah, you can hang out with them. I wish, just quickly, I really wish I could have captured your puppy voice.
Oh, my dog voice.
I should have recorded that. That was my one regret from the day, because as soon as you see a dog, you go from this like, oh, yeah, I'm Ash Pollard.
To what?
To, what are you doing?
I do.
Give us your little, give us your doggy thing.
I can't.
Like, okay, look, just for a second.
Oh, you're acting like a dog. I'll be a little dog. Insane.
I'll be a little puppy coming out. You ready?
Mate, get out. He's underneath the table. Nah, I can't.
Come on.
He's so ugly right now. Oh. I can't even.
Fine. Oh, I wish God. I captured it, though. But look, so we walked a couple of dogs.
It's on your Insta story.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'll get that audio. Let me see if I can get that audio. You okay. Go mad for him. But, hey, look, we walked Arnold and Bruce yesterday. Two big dogs, weren't they? Big boys.
Yeah.
And they were absolutely loving it. So as soon as we went over there to say that we were going to walk the dog, walk them, oh, they jumped up. They were hugging. Oh,
and they were huge. Two humongous mastiffs.
Yeah, that's how excited they get to get out and about. So we do encourage you, if you've got time, go down. It takes minutes to sign up. You can walk any one of the dogs there. But we were then handed plastic bags and we start to take the dogs for a walk. And within minutes, Bruce, your dog, has just gone for it.
He just took a massive dump on the side of the road.
He's gone for it. And I thought, there's no way Ash is picking that up. But no, Ash, you rolled up the sleeves and the lovely ladies that were there with, they said, we can do it, yeah. We can do it. And you go, nah, leave it to me. I got the, I'm not precious. And you got down there and you picked up that dog poo.
Yeah.
Well done. I didn't pick you as that kind of...
I'm not quite sure what you think I am.
Oh, there's a perception.
There is a perception. Yeah. But I pick up dog shit.
There's an audio grab. Use that at some point. And then Arnold laid one down and I got the ladies to pick it up for me, so that was good. But I've got some audio here. I do have some audio here just quickly of afterwards when we left. And you were wearing a white shirt yesterday and you were a little bit concerned about the little treat that Bruce had left you yesterday. All right, so we've just left the Central Coast Animal Care Facility. How are you feeling, mate?
Oh, my God, is that poo?
That could be poo on your white jumper, yes.
Is that really?
I don't think so.
What? Oh, my God, it's Vegemite. Oh, my God.
Taste it and see. Just give it a lick. Oh, you licked it. Is it Vegemite?
Yeah, it's Vegemite. Lucky, thank God. The poo from that dog was next level.
I was very surprised you licked it to test whether... you were lucky it was Vegemite.
So lucky. But I kind of smelt it and I was like, oh, it smells a bit salty. So I did have Vegemite on my toast beforehand.
So you got lucky there. Okay, so we've got audio from my Insta story, do we? From this is your puppy voice when you see a puppy. Oh, here we go.
Look at you. Are you a big cutie? Are you a big cutie? You're cutie.
Oh, that's a small part of it.
Nah, that's not even. That's just me being, you're so adorable.
But it gets higher than that. It's like...
Oh, you're so beautiful.
Oh, there it is. It's like
it's
that.
It's weird, isn't it?
It's like that creepy Isla Fisher voice in the movie Wedding Crashers.
I'm going to find you.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
Something that annoys me particularly, and that is how people often mispronounce words.
Yeah, you're big on that.
Huge on that. Mm. Because this week I've had a few meetings, different meetings with different people, and during those meetings, each person has actually said a word incorrectly.
Okay.
And I've sort of pulled myself up because I wanted to correct them.
Yeah, nothing worse than a corrector.
No.
Oh, when someone jumps in and goes, it's actually whatever the word you're annoyed about is. Give me one of the words.
Okay. One of the words is castle.
Castle.
My dad says castle.
Wrong.
Exactly. Right?
Yeah.
But he's been saying it for years, and no matter how many times I say, Dad, it's not castle, it's castle, he's like, castle.
Who says castle?
Oh, I'm like, mate, you're from the 40s or something. I mean, he probably is.
Shout out to Jeff.
Jeffro.
Listening.
Another one.
Yeah.
Somebody's talking to me about Spring Carnival, the Melbourne Cup.
Sure.
That's coming up soon. And they said Derby Day.
Yeah, well, I'm from WA, so we actually say Derby.
Well, it's Derby,
I'm
sorry.
Is it, mate?
It is.
Not in WA, it's not. It's Derby.
Okay.
But I've been corrected on that.
Then a waitress said to me, it's Worcestershire sauce.
Never heard of that.
Worcestershire,
yeah, that sounds about right. Yep.
And then somebody said to me, see yous later. And I died.
That's a big one on the coast. People do say yous.
It's not such a word.
My sister's lived here for over 15 years and she says yous.
Okay, What is it?
She would say, what are yous doing? And I go, yous?
Is it you all put together?
What are yous doing? So I don't know.
You is. That's what it is. You is.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of yous.
What are you is doing?
Yeah.
What the hell?
All right, well, no, need to get, no need to get this fired up about some
more. I am fired. So I went around the office yesterday to see how people pronounce these words. I had them on a piece of paper and I confronted Bree first. Hey.
Hi.
Just wanted to know something. Can you pronounce that word?
Derby.
And this word?
Worcestershire.
And that word?
Castle.
And what do you think about this sentence?
It's bogan.
Yes!
Are yous coming, mate?
What about that?
See yous later. No, it's see you later. Oh, goodbye.
Thanks.
Well, toodle pip.
Mess.
Derby. Worcestershire.
Sorry, what?
Worcestershire.
Cute.
Castle.
And what are your opinion? What's your opinion on those two top sentences?
Oh, disgusting. That's not even how you spell those words.
Okay, I need you to tell me how you'd pronounce that word.
Castle.
This one?
Worcestershire.
And the next one?
Derby.
And what do you think of these top sentences? What's your opinion on that?
Aussie slang.
DJ
Aussie
Delicious.
Slang.
Got a lover.
See us later.
She knows what's going on.
No, I probably say it when I'm trying to be funny.
Cressy, how do you pronounce that word?
Castle.
This one?
Worcestershire.
And this one?
Derby.
And what do you think about these two sentences?
See yous later.
Yeah.
Are yous coming? I think they're disgusting.
So, the majority of people actually got the words right, except for Cressy, who stumbled over Worcestershire.
It's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
Yeah.
But the general consensus around the office was that use is not a word.
Here's what I'll do.
What?
I encourage anyone that calls our show from now on 13, 12, 16, when
to
you
drop.
Get through, just really annoy Ash. Just fire up. Just go, how you's doing?
Do you live in a castle?
Just no, don't worry about castle. That's a dumb one. Just call up and say use. And I will love to see you get fired up because you, who cares if they say use? Why does it fire you up so much?
Because I just don't understand why people think it's a word. But it's not.
Because they're just condensing. They're just bringing
condensing
it together.
You is.
Yeah.
It's not even a sentence. You is great, Gaundy.
Again, I encourage all people when you get through on 13, 12, 16 to please, please drop use. Ash will hate it and I will love it.
New to CFM for 2018.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
Now, check.
Yo.
Oh,
mate. Sorry.
What are you doing?
I'm clocked off. My weekend's already started.
You actually have, because you looked at the board and you're like, oh, yeah, I've got to do that. And then it's all you for the rest of the time.
I'll support you from here on out. Don't worry about that.
Oh.
Our chat with Keith Urban before 8:30 this morning, so not too far away. Also going to give away some Mountain Sounds tickets next, so
yes.
You can start calling through on that, 13, 12, 16, if you want to go along today and tomorrow. But just quickly, because we're talking before the news there about how much you dislike when people say use.
Yeah.
Amongst other words.
Mm-hmm.
But use is a particular one.
It's just because I don't understand it. It's not actually a word.
We were just chatting to the sales guys and there's someone in sales that says all's use.
I'll tell you who it is.
Oh.
It's the head of sales.
Oh, she's dropping bombs on the sales.
Shane Peake.
Oh.
Peaky Blinder.
Oh, she's gone mad on Peake.
You're done, Peaky. Apparently you say all's use gotta do.
Gotta cut that
what
out.
What does that even mean?
Let's go to Narelle in Berkeley Vale who thinks she knows why say use. Why is that, Narelle?
Well, I agree 100%, Ash. It's one of my pet hates. But I don't think it's a contraction. I think they are adding the S as a plural, as in more than one you.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, that's very... Yes, it makes a lot of sense, actually.
Okay.
Okay.
To the point where you might start saying it.
No!
Didn't think so.
It makes sense, but it's very lazy, and it is one of my pet hates. My children write it in their Facebook posts. Do not like it.
What?
Yeah, the kids are saying
it. They need
it.
A smack on the bottom.
I have heard kids saying it. Alex is in Baddow Bay. Alex, have you just called to annoy Ash?
Yeah, how you going?
How
hang up on him.
No, I love it. I encourage you.
You wouldn't hang up on me.
No, we wouldn't.
Well, Gaundy wouldn't.
No way. I'm keeping you on, mate. You can just co-host the show.
Yeah,
no,
Gaundy, I've got a beef to pick with you. Where's my apprenticeship, bro?
Oh, this is this Alex. He wants me to gaunfluence him an apprenticeship.
Did you try?
It's okay. Obviously, no one wants me.
No, mate, hold tight. Stick with me.
That negativity is not.
Next week. Next week's going to be. That'll be my next gaunfluence, all right? I'll try and get you an apprenticeship.
We need to have your CV.
My CV?
Yeah, shoot us through your CV to the CFM Facebook page. Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, anyway, are you going to Mount Town?
I am, yes, Ash isn't, but we've got tickets next on the show on 13, 12, 16 if you want to go along.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. CFM.
We are doing Mountain Sounds Festival tickets, our last of the tickets to go this morning, right now on 13, 12, 16 with this.
Gotta guess that. Year of the song. Gotta guess that. Year of the song. Gotta guess that.
All right, so I've won one time this week, you've won the other. This is it. This is the decider.
All right.
Who wins the week? Best of five. Just have to guess the year of the song. Closest one to it without going over. If you do go over, it's the closest one to it. Ash, you've got Dan in Terrigal. One sec. Let me just rack them both up here. You got Dan in Terrigal on your team this week.
Dan, good morning.
Morning.
You ready for this? You feeling good?
Fingers crossed, toes crossed.
Good, me too, buddy.
I'm a little bit annoyed you didn't say use, but appreciate the call. Kristen in Noraville. Morning, Kristen.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, bye.
Oh, one of them, who dropped out? Who's still there?
Me.
All right, Dan's still there. It's all right, we're playing for them at home anyway. So, first song, what is it, G? That we're guessing the...
Well, Kelly Rowland's taken over after nine, so I thought it's only appropriate to do some Destiny's Child.
Okay. Say My Name. Oh, that man, that feels like a... I know the year of that song. I know the year of that tune.
Ash is locked in.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Gaundy's locked in.
Okay.
Okay, Ash has gone 1998.
Oh, you're going back to the 90s.
Gaundy's gone 2006.
Like a whole nearly old decade.
12 years ago.
The correct answer.
Yes.
1996. Oh, no, sorry, I read that wrong. 99, but she's still closest.
Yeah, you're still closest without going over. Okay.
Oh, even more closer.
Yeah.
99, really?
I was trying to cut you short there, Dom. Thank you.
All right, song two.
Is Chris Brown, Run It.
All right, Run It. All right, here we go. I'm locking that in.
Gaundy's in.
I'm in.
Ash is in. Oh, that was quick, guys.
Yeah.
All right. Ooh, Gaundy's gone 2006.
Again.
Ash has gone 2005.
Oh.
Yeah, the correct answer.
Yes.
2005.
What? How's my song knowledge? I can't believe how good my song knowledge is.
Song three, what is it?
Wow.
It is Jason Derulo, What You Say.
Okay. Ooh, what you say, yes.
What are we? Eight, three, two, one. Gaundy's in. Ash has just scraped on in. Gaundy, did you just give me the same one, 2006?
One of them's got to be right.
Gaundy's locked in 2006. Ash is locked in 2001. The correct answer.
Yeah.
Is 2009.
Oh, I'm closest. Okay. All right, song four.
Song
what is it?
Four. Well, it's getting hot in here.
Oh.
It's getting hot in here. So hot. So take off all your clothes. I am getting so hot. I want to take my clothes off.
Nelly, Gaundy was real quick to that. I wonder what he's locked in. Okay, Gaundy.
You're an idiot.
2006. Six. Ash. 2004. The correct answer. 2001.
Yay.
You're both over.
Yeah.
Which,
no, I'm closer.
Yeah, closest would be Ash. Ash, you've done it, mate.
Yeah.
Damn it. You can't win the game just saying 2006.
Dan.
You're off to Mountain Sounds.
Yeah. Thank you. You've made my weekend.
Hey, it's totally my pleasure for being so smart.
Yeah, well done.
Good on you, man. Have a great one there this weekend. Mountain Sounds, I believe there's still some tickets left. So if you'd like to go along today or tomorrow, check out the Mountain Sounds website. And a massive thanks to the crew there for hooking us up with tickets this week. It's in its fifth year, and it's good to support something local here on the coast. So get yourself to Mountain Sounds.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
CFM. I've been taken to the cleaners, mate.
Why?
I have absolutely been taken to the cleaners by my previous landlord.
Right.
So as you know, today I'm moving into my new place here in Terrigal.
It's an exciting day getting your own
place. It's an exciting day. I'm very, very excited. But at the very same time, I am also extremely annoyed because I would call myself an exceptional tenant. I'm very respectful. And I pay on time all the time and I'm clean. And my previous agent and landlord have now decided to take me to VCAT.
So what's that? What's VCAT? Is that where they're, are they trying to claim the place was dirty and you have to pay, they want your bond and that
they're
kind of
claiming
stuff?
A lot of stuff. Let me tell, the Victorian Civil and Administrative Tribunal, right?
Right. That's heavy.
It's super heavy. I want to put it out there to the listeners.
On the 13th,
on 13, 12, 16, have you been absolutely done over by your previous landlord or agent when you have been a stand-up tenant?
Yeah, I checked out at one place once and we cleaned it top to bottom, even had a professional. We cleaned it better than when we moved in. And they came back and said, oh, dust along the outskirts of the cupboards.
Oh, please.
We're going to have to take $200 for that. I said, no.
You wait until I tell you why they've taken me to VCAT.
Tell me now.
Really?
Yeah. Why have they taken you?
They've taken me to VCAT because there's a crack in the cistern of the toilet, right?
Yeah, general wear and tear, I'd say.
Hold on.
Yeah.
And that the colour, the walls in my living room are now discoloured. And I'll tell you why. So my house was a beautiful old Victorian home, two-bedder. And there was a working fireplace in the living room. So I used to use the fireplace all the time. But because it's old, the ventilation isn't overly fantastic. So when the smoke leaves the fire, it doesn't necessarily go up the flue. So it used to come out into the living space. Not noticeable, but when I moved out and pulled all the artwork off the walls, it was noticeable. It had gone around the perimeter of the artwork, so it was a little bit of sort of greying on the paintwork.
Yeah, but why should you cop it for using the fireplace?
That is general wear and tear, is it not?
I would say so.
Right. So then the toilet cistern is now cracked. It was never cracked when I was there. And I'm telling you right now, they're in the middle of renovations. The plumber has moved the toilet out of the bathroom and he's cracked it. And they've sent me a picture a month later saying that I've done it. What the hell?
How much money are you set to lose from it? Like, what's the... Like, just give us a
$2K.
Yeah, that's about right for a bond, yeah.
So, yeah, no, my bond is $3,600, but they're charging me $2K for painting
still,
and a new toilet.
$2,000 is a stitch-up.
And initially I was like, okay, look, I can't be bothered to deal with it. And then the agent gets passive-aggressive with me on the phone yesterday, and so I thought, screw you. You're dead. I am taking you to the cleaner. So I called up and got a lawyer.
Wow.
Yep.
What?
You know what? Eat one. Eat a big one, sweetie, because you are dead meat.
So it's on between you and the previous landlords.
Me and the previous landlords.
And I will just quickly say, for the new landlord, Ash is great. Don't take this as
no,
a pre-warning.
No, I actually
honestly,
am sensational.
Yeah, okay.
I used to pay for gardeners, for cleaners, all off my own back.
You didn't have to say much for the calls to come flying through. There's people lining up to sympathise with you and also give their own story. So 13, 12, 16, that is our number, and we're going to take these calls straight after this.
Let's go.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Mate, I've been summoned to court by VCAT, the Victorian Civil and Administrative Tribunal, because apparently I am a terrible tenant.
From
my previous rental in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And I received the summons yesterday to appear in court next Tuesday because apparently, according to the landlord and the agent, I've cracked the toilet and I have
marked all the walls in the house.
And you've just shown me a picture of the toilet, which has been moved because they're doing renovations.
Yeah.
And
the plumber has cracked it in the move when they're renovating. So my outlook on this whole situation is that they're trying to get me to pay for their renovations. They're trying to get me to pay for a new toilet when the plumber's clearly cracked the thing when he's moved it. And they're trying to get me to paint the entire four walls of the living room when the actual fireplace has not been allowing the smoke to escape the flue appropriately.
Dodgy.
So therefore, the smoke has marked the walls.
And do you have to pay law fees as well?
I will have to pay
what?
Court fees if I lose
if
this.
You lose the
case. And I have to pay lawyer's fees as well for my lawyer.
Let's go to Erica in Woi Woi, my side of town. Morning, Erica.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
We're good. You've been in a similar situation? You've been stitched up like this?
Yeah, we bought an air conditioner for my father for his rental property because he's really elderly and the heat was getting to him. And the owner said, okay, that's fine, and we'll put your rent down $10 a week, great. And then two months later, he had a nasty fall, and we ended up having to move him, like, into another house that was a bit more better for him. And I asked him, oh, can we get reimbursed for the aircon? They're like, oh, no, too bad. Like,
oh,
you paid $1,900 for an aircon 2 months ago, but you have to leave it, and you're not getting reimbursed for it.
It's just
so they literally paid me, like, $90 for an aircon.
Oh,
that sucks.
That's horrific.
I mean, that's a win for them, but that sucks for you.
Yeah.
I mean,
I got a free aircon pretty much. Or $90 aircon.
God, it makes me furious.
A $1,900 aircon for $90.
Yeah. I mean, and people can relate to this because this happens, well, it shouldn't happen all the time, but from what we're hearing, it happens a lot. Thanks for the call this morning, Erica. Danny's at the Northern Beaches. Morning, Danny.
Morning. How are you guys?
Good,
great.
Mate.
Danny, have you had a similar sort of situation?
Oh, you wouldn't believe, so similar to yours. Same kind of situation. Well, I moved up here to Northern Beaches from Melbourne with my partner. You know, getting the house in Melbourne was great. The house wasn't, you know, that crash hard. The garden was a little bit messy. The carpet was a little bit stained. But, you know, we knew we weren't going to be there for long. And we had two dogs and, you know, they're really well-behaved, well-trained. Anyway, moving up here, obviously finalising everything, went through the checklist, make sure everything matched onto, like, the pictures that they have on their agreement. And so they blamed us for the dogs making the stains on the carpet. They said the dogs trashed the garden, which is completely not true. And they were just pulling one thing after the next. And
so what happened?
Thought nothing. Like, they inspected it. I got professional cleaners to come clean the house and... I guess, long story short, my mum is a professional cleaner as well, so she helped me from top to bottom, like, cleaning all the walls down, just making it look brand new. And they threatened us to take us to court, so they took all our bonds, so that was $4,000, and they threatened us, and we obviously declined. We didn't have the time to go to court or anything.
So did you end up getting your bond back at all?
Of course not. Of course not.
Oh, that's disgraceful.
And then they charged us, like...
So you're at the mercy of these people. I mean, what can you do? I mean, you're in a position where, and you get to a point where you just want to move on with your life as well. So you're just like, oh, just take the money. I just want to move on. I want to get away from you.
I reckon that's what they think that I'm going to do.
Yeah, that's what they push for,
right? I'm going to go, oh, whatever, just take it. But it was this one moment yesterday when the real estate agent scoffed at me on the phone. When she actually said a candle, you've been burning candles in that room that's made the walls like that. And I said to her, you've got to be kidding. You reckon one candle is going to make that mess on the wall? Darling, it's the fireplace. And she went, and I went,
oh,
you're dead.
You cracked.
I just hung up on her and I called a lawyer straight away.
I can see that look in your eye.
Yep.
All right, we're going to follow this. We might even do our show live from the courtroom. just to get the outcome. But, I mean, honestly, I feel for you and I hope that you can get this thing over the line. Just have a win for the people.
Thank you.
That's what you're doing. You're having a win for the people.
I'm doing this for Sydney Coast, for all of those people out there who've been absolutely duped by some dodgy landlord or agent.
Yeah, doing it for them. And doesn't it feel great to finish the week on a whinge? You know, just to get it all off your chest for the rest of the week.
I'm feeling positive about this. I'm ready to go. New, turning over a new leaf.
Well, good luck moving into your new place today. Everyone have a great weekend. If you're going to Mountain Sounds today, enjoy it. And we'll give both those ladies tickets to the next Mariners game. Central Coast Mariners taking on Wellington Phoenix on the 23rd of Feb at 7:50. Tickets now at ccmariners.com.au. Kelly Rowland taking over next. Let's not keep her waiting, Ash.
Hey, Kel, how you going, sweetie?
Oh, yeah, I'm really well, Ash. Thank you. She's so nice.
What a way to finish the week. Chatting to Kelly Rowland. Have a good one, guys.
See you guys. Bye.
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard.
CFM.